For centuries, the Catholic Church throughout the world has remembered the month of October as the month of the Rosary. This is a rosary. This is a big rosary. This is the full rosary, 15 decades, that is worn by the Dominicans, a gift to me from the Dominican sisters, similar to the one that would have been worn by St. Raymond of Peñafort. Now, October is the month of the rosary, but for the last few decades, the bishops of the Catholic Church in the United States have asked that we also observe the month of October as Respect Life Month. Now, this coincidence of these two shouldn't have us pitting the rosary against Respect Life, but rather recognizing that the rosary is one of our most powerful tools in fighting against abortion, and not only against abortion, but in all the evils that plague us today. Now, some ask, how can something so small and simplistic as the rosary be a powerful tool against all the evils of the world? First of all, isn't that exactly how God works, though? We think about how he uses small things to affect huge change. For example, David versus Goliath. A simple virgin who would be the mother of the universe, or the birth of a tiny little baby born in Bethlehem who would conquer the universe, or the small band of 200 Christians at the first Pentecost, which has expanded in now 2 billion Christians throughout the world today, not counting all the billions of Christians between the first Pentecost and today, 2,000 years. Or look at today's first reading in the story of King Naaman going down into the Jordan to bathe in order to be cured of leprosy. We only read today the end of the story, but if we open our Bibles, we go back and look at the paragraphs right before this, we find that before Naaman obeys the prophet Elisha and his instruction to go bathe in the Jordan, we find that Naaman thought this was nonsense, because how could something so simple as washing the Jordan cure his leprosy, when he'd been trying all these other kind of cures, all these doctors, all these medicines, all these different things, and now just wash in the waters? But he did it, and he saw how God could use something very simple to achieve powerful results. Throughout the course of at least the last 800 years, we've seen this to be exactly the case with the rosary. There are innumerable examples of this, recorded and unrecorded, public and private. But perhaps the greatest happened 435 years ago, last Friday, on October 7th, 1571. It was called the Battle of Lepanto. Sadly, most people, even most Catholics, have never heard of the Battle of Lepanto. Historically, it's one of the most significant battles in naval battles, especially in the history of the world. Certainly one of the most important battles in Christian history. What happened was the Christian Europe was being attacked by the Muslim Ottoman Empire, who had amassed a huge navy over the years that really had control over the Mediterranean. And what they would do is capture Christian ships, merchant ships, etc., take the cargo, and then enslave the Christians on board. And so this army, this navy, was very skilled, very powerful, and very large. Christian Europe had nothing to compare to it. There was no European navy. There were navies of the individual country, but they were usually very small. The battles that they commenced were usually on land. But Pope Pius V, when he found out what was happening, that the Muslims were setting this invasion with this huge navy, he called for a Christian navy. And all these navies, these small navies, came together But really, they stood no chance because they weren't disciplined, they weren't coordinated, and they weren't that many. The European Christians had no hope of victory. No hope, at least by human standards. But they did have hope and faith that Christ would not abandon them, and they had hope and faith that Christ's mother, Mary, would intercede for them. And so, Pope St. Pius V begged all the faithful of the Church to pray for the success of the fleet. In particular, he called on them to pray the rosary for victory. And so, as all the small navies from the various Christian nations came together, so did all the Christians of Europe come together in praying the rosary. History tells us that as the much smaller and weaker Christian fleet began to sail into battle, they found something very terrible awaiting them, and that was the wind was blowing against them. Remember, these were sailing ships, and they depended on a favorable wind to blow their sails and blow their ships forward. And so, without that, they couldn't go fast, and they could barely maneuver. They had oars, but they didn't go very fast, and they were very clumsy in maneuvering around, and that's not what you need in a battle. The wind now, though, was against them, and they were facing sure defeat. But they continued to pray the rosary. And suddenly, an amazing and inexplicable thing happened. The wind turned 180 degrees, and suddenly the wind was with them and against the Ottomans. And with that, and filled with confidence in Christ and his mother, they destroyed the Muslim fleet, and Europe and Christianity was spared. And so for four centuries, the Church has celebrated October 7th as either the Feast of Our Lady of Victory or Our Lady of the Rosary. And since then, popes have repeatedly yielded the rosary, not just against Muslim invaders and not just against those who attack Christianity, but also against any and all opponents of civilized human society. For example, in the 1930s and 40s, Pope Pius XI and Pope Pius XII called on the faithful throughout the world to pray the rosary for the defeat of fascism in Germany and Italy. And in the 1930s and forward into the 1980s, all the popes, Pius XI, Pius XII, John XXIII, Paul VI, John Paul I and II, called on us to pray the rosary for the fall of communism, especially the Soviet bloc. Where is the Third Reich today? And where is the Soviet Union today? Fallen. Where is the rosary today? Hopefully, in your praying hands. In today's first reading, it's Naaman's small inkling of faith that leads him to bathe in the waters of the Jordan and to be healed. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells the leper who came back to him and realized that one leper had realized that it was Jesus who had healed him, and so he had faith in him. Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go, your faith has saved you." When all seems lost, when fear is too great, when evil seems to overwhelm us on all sides, it is our faith in Jesus Christ that saves us, that leads us to victory. And the rosary calls us to faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in the power of his life, death, and resurrection, especially as we meditate on the mysteries of the rosary. Faith in the power of our prayer to him. And faith in the power of the gift that he gave us in his Blessed Mother, to be our mother, to intercede for us and intervene for us. Some have a hard time understanding the power and importance of Mary's intercession. But think about the simple but powerful love of any good mother. Maybe think of your own mother, or maybe your wife, or maybe yourself, mothers. The love of mothers can be amazing and powerful even in the simplest acts, kissing a bruise or a scrape, changing a diaper, or even spanking a little bottom. The love of a good mother is amazing and powerful. If that's the case, is it so hard to believe that the greatest, most loving mother ever, the mother of Jesus himself, whom Jesus gave us from the cross to be our mother, would we be surprised that she would not also long to reach out to us in even more dramatic, profound, and mighty ways? There are many threats that weigh heavily against us today. Once again, the Muslim warriors are attacking us as they did four centuries ago. But in our own country, we see many threats that are just as dangerous. Pro-abortion forces see to the murder of a million unborn babies every year. A million babies. A million American babies every year. The terrorists don't come near that. Moreover, they undermine our fundamental respect for the dignity of human life. And then there are the movements pushing confusion about marriage and gender, undermining the very structure of human society itself and even human identity. Not to mention the attacks on our freedom to practice and to live our religion and to live by our conscience. And so we must pray the rosary today to protect marriage and sexuality and freedom and to end abortion. Again, some would ask, well, why should we think that the rosary would be so powerful? Again, look back at history. Look back to the Soviet Union, the Third Reich. And then look back all the way to Lepanto. Some would say, oh, these are just, you know, the result of human victories. Christians don't think that way. Christians know better. And so we must continue to fight the battle. Fighting not with the bloody weapons of death and destruction, but with truly human weapons of reason and persuasion and the divine weapons of faith and prayer, especially this prayer, the prayer of the rosary. So pray the rosary. Pray it every day, or at least once or twice a week. Pray it in the church. This Tuesday night we have a holy hour and a rosary. Come to the holy hour and rosary and pray with us. Or pray it at home or in the car. People tell me, I can't pray it in the car because I get distracted. No, don't get distracted by traffic. Pay attention to the traffic first, okay? The Blessed Mother doesn't mind that you're putting her sort of second to, you know, driving safely. She doesn't want you to kill anybody. But she doesn't mind her, you know, you putting her in the background. That's fine. It's like she's sitting in the seat next to you. She knows you have to drive, but she's happy to ride with you. And even if you can't pay attention to her all day, Jesus says, pray always. Well, how could we pray always if we just were like this all day, thinking, you know, about the words of prayers? We pray always by being recognizing Jesus with us, or Mary with us, even as we're doing the things that we're doing throughout the day. So pray the rosary even if you're distracted. Pray it alone, or pray it with friends, or especially pray it with your family. The family rosary is a powerful thing. Once a week, the family rosary can change your lives. Pray it quickly if you have to. I can pray the rosary in 4 minutes. I don't recommend you do that. But I found myself in some situations where sometimes I think, we need a rosary right now. This situation, this person. And I pray the rosary quickly. And the Blessed Mother does not mind that. As long as I'm not being sacrilegious about it, not, you know, being disrespectful, but just simply trying to pray this rosary. She loves that. If you have ability to slow down, you can, you know, usually it takes me about 15 to 20 minutes to pray the rosary. Some people can pray the rosary, take them an hour, meditating very carefully on the mysteries. Some pray the rosary and then they tell me, well, I can never finish it because I get distracted by the mysteries and I start thinking about the crucifixion and then I forget my place in the rosary. Mary doesn't mind. Pray the rosary. Jesus tells us in today's gospel, your faith has saved you. And he reminds us elsewhere that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. The rosary is a very small thing, but small things can do wonders if they're used in faith to invoke the power of Christ. Let these tiny beads of the rosary then remind us of the faith they call us to and the faith they express. Faith in Jesus and faith in the gift of his mother, Our Lady of the Rosary. The faith that saved Christian Europe at Lepanto in the 16th century, that saved us from political scourges in the 20th century, and saves us so many times in ordinary life. Let us wage war today with the power of faith and prayer. Let us wage war with the power of the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Pray the rosary to end abortion. Pray the rosary to preserve the true meaning of marriage, family, and sexuality. Pray the rosary to protect religious liberty and freedom of conscience. And most importantly, pray the rosary for salvation. Yours, your families, your countries, and the world. Praise be Jesus Christ. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.